Hi there, I'm John Lemley. As we move deeper into the world of social distancing and quarantining, resources aimed at keeping a child busy while also helping them learn are more in demand. Thanks to the innovation and some really fast work on the part of some of the country's best institutions, artists, publishers, experts, and educators, a treasure trove of offerings that accomplish both of these goals are now just a click away. One of those new offerings is a weekly online video series for kids hosted by concert pianist and radio host Orly Shaham.
You may have noticed that sometimes when I play really loudly. That's called forte in music. And other times I play really quietly. That's called piano.
The program is called Bach Yard Playdates. That's Bach, B-A-C-H, as in Johann Sebastian Bach. The show is focused on classical music. Orly joined me by Skype to talk about her new Bach Yard Playdates and how the series premiered at the perfect time. Orly, this series is made up of 10 episodes, and it's geared toward the younger set, toward children. What are the target ages for Bach Yard Playdates?
Well, you know, we gear them really towards both the preschool age and early elementary. So it's really 3 to 8 years old. But we've gotten reports from people, especially as you're watching from home, that it's equally appropriate to slightly younger children who may not get quite as much out of it, but are still enjoying it. And also for older kids. I do my best in general not to talk down to anybody, partly because it's one of my goals is to keep the adults engaged as well. So although sometimes the topic we cover might not be new to a 9 or a 10-year-old, the way that we cover them are probably still interesting.
If you could, I would love it if you could give us some examples of how you capture these younger eyes and ears with classical music.
Well, the first little playdate show that we did in this new series, this new version of our series, is called Dancing Bach. And it's quite similar. I had to adapt the concept of what I do in the show. In the show, I start with an acoustic instrument playing. And because that's such a jarring, in a wonderful way, but a jarring sound for the kids, it was very easy for them to really quiet down and focus their listening on that. And then I would ask them to be engaged with it in some way. So when we moved to online, the first idea that I had was to give them that, give them a moment of just listening to music purely and without asking them to listen to anything specific in it. Then I let them listen to the piece a second time, except this time I took a little Bach puppet that we have in the house, and one of my sons secretly maneuvered the puppet. You don't actually see him on camera.
I'm going to invite a special guest to help me with this part of the game. Let's welcome Stuffed Bach. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Bach. Let's get dancing. Remember to listen for when the music is loud and forte, or when it's quiet and piano.
He's having the puppet dance, and he's dancing in different ways based on whether the music is forte or piano. And so I'm gently teaching the kids the concept of the louder versus the softer, what those words are, what those terms are, but then also getting them to engage with the music that they've just heard purely through listening, now through their bodies. I've tried to incorporate in this series quite a lot of different types of activities, because different parents have different strengths. I know that I'm terrible at arts and crafts. When my kids were little, I thought, gosh, how am I ever going to do anything that they ask me in that realm? And I generally relegated it to a babysitter or something. But I have little very easy arts and craft things that can go with the music for people to do, as well as things that involve absolutely no equipment, you know, that you can do in any context. I think we're working really hard to come up with ideas that work well for every family situation. And whether or not you choose to engage further, watching is something that anybody can do. And the music is so beautiful. You know, it's always been, most of my career is my own performances, and whether in that, you know, my own performances for adult audiences, or I guess mixed audiences, but whether it's in those or in these, which are more specifically for kids, for me, the most important thing is that the music is fabulous. You know, is that I use only pieces of music that I think are absolutely engaging and ear catching and interesting and eye opening and horizon broadening. And that's been the case for me, whether I'm playing a solo recital or a concerto with orchestra or doing this program. And so I think no matter what else anybody gets out of the series, they get a chance to listen to some really wonderful music. And that's priceless.
On the subject of arts and crafts. Your arts and crafts game is pretty strong. I was very impressed by your trout for the Schubert episode.
Those trout, yeah. You know, I am so bad at that sort of thing. You have no idea.
I took pieces of cardboard, like this, and I drew fish shapes on them, like that. And then I cut them out so I could have my fish. And then I took a piece of aluminum foil and I wrapped my fish up. And I made the shape like the fish. I drew some eyes on it and I made some decorations on the body and I decorated the tail. I did that all with Sharpie. And I stuck a straw on the back so that I can use it like it's a puppet.
What's funny is, you know, this virus, I think, has taught us all that we can do a lot of things we thought we couldn't, right? When we originally did the trout in our live shows, I had somebody else make the little fishy trout for me. And then I realized, actually, making the fishy trout is something that is totally occupying, will take some time, but is not hard, and will give a whole other layer of enjoyment to the story when you're listening to the music afterwards that is really valuable. So I decided to include that because I think my motto with arts and crafts is if I can do it, anybody can.
Now, honestly, this series could not have had better timing as far as its premiere for both kids and their caretakers. This is the perfect moment with so many of us and our kids stuck at home. What sort of feedback have you received from your audience, both the kids and the adults?
Super. So positive. I've been so thrilled with this. You know, I really feel for parents who have smaller ones at home right now who just need to get out and run, who just need to be physically busy and moving around. That's really tough. And it's really, you know, most of these kids are just past the age of napping. And suddenly these parents who have thought that they've gotten out of that stage with the toddler age, thought that the kids were now going to be spending some time in preschool, don't have that. So I think they need content desperately and things that will keep their kids engaged and even also ideas for them of things that they can do with their kids that are simple. And so far, all our episodes have encouraged, you know, people to then continue and do other activities, which we have lots of activities on the website to keep you engaged. And so the idea is to take some of that burden off the parents, both of creativity, but also of the learning. You know, I feel that, and at least from the responses that we've gotten, that kids are really taking this experience in quite deeply. It's moving them to watch it again. It's moving them to be engaged with it.
Orly Shaham, congratulations on the series, and thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Pianist Orly Shaham is host of a new online video series for children called Bach Yard Playdates. You and your child can view the series by logging on to kaufmanmusiccenter.org. That's kaufmanmusicenter.org. Once there, simply scroll down and click on Orly's smiling face, where you'll find a listing of currently available episodes. For Irrelevant, I'm John Lemley.